Wilburn. Let's see now. When you go back up here, I was trying to think something like a dated book for. So it ain't much over a mile back at his house, and it is on the left of the road as you go back, and it's a tobacco barn. It's sitting right out here in the corner where you turn off the road to go up to his house. And his name's Wilburn, and he's older than I am.
Tobacco barn? Is it near a cornfield?
Yes, it's a. There's some corn right back this side of that tobacco barn. It's the
kind is
of
it square? Kind real of square? Square and goes straight up? Yeah. And I think I saw that when I came by.
Let's see now how many places it is. But the house on the left of the road as you go back towards town. They won't be in there until you get up down where my brother lives. And there's some real houses around him, and there's a lane goes up in front of his house out to the left there, a good big house. Some pecan trees around it. Then you go right on past that, just across a little old bottom there, and his son's got a house right out in the woods. He's got a yard cleaned up around there. It's sitting out there on the left. You cross another little old branch, and that's where this man lives. You get to that tobacco barn, and you turn to the left right around the front of it and drive out in front of his trailer. There's no house there, about rotten down.
He lives in a trailer now?
He lives in a trailer right in behind that house. You can see the house and the road, the part of the roof's over the shed. And he's in the...
Was he a farmer?
Yeah, that's old battle, is he? Well, he used to run a stave mill and a corn mill and things like that little bit. He was raised on the farm. And he's still on a little farm over there.
Is he a pretty friendly fellow? Or?
Yes, he's pretty friendly.
That's good. I think I want to go up and talk to him for a little while. Did you have mills around here, very many?
Sawmills and things like that, you mean? Yeah. Oh yeah, there used to be a lot of sawmills here.
Has all this land through here, just about everywhere, has it been cut once?
Oh yeah, it all has. There ain't no original timber here anymore.
Do you remember seeing a lot more hardwood a long time ago than you did? Than there is now?
I imagine hardwood right here is about the same, cause they don't cut too much of it right in here. Once in a while they go sell a little of it. They go mostly for the pine timber here. These swamps have got some of that hardwood in it, and they do get some of it once in a while, but not too much. Now cedar and stuff like that don't grow here, only just for flower bushes. But there's a good bit of oak here, and black gum, and maple. These old bigger swamps have got a lot of maple and black gum and stuff like that in them.
That's pretty interesting. What are the principal main rivers around here? Things like that.
Well, the Swan is the nearest to us down here. Goes in there near Fargo, comes out of the swamp, goes to Fargo, and goes on down to the bluff. And the St. Mary's runs across the road down there just below Folkestone. And the Lapaw, it rises up near around Tifton somewhere and comes on through Waycross and goes on into the Atlantic down here. They're all small. And then there's another little, no, I said Lapaw comes from up right around Tifton too, and it goes south in the Fargo. And this little river through the edge of Waycross down here, Satilla.
Satilla.
There's about four of them small rivers through in here.
Did they ever use these rivers to transport things like that?
They used to drive timber and run them up them. They never have used no boats in them, but they're not big enough or deep enough for that. But they used to raft timber. They'd cut them big trees and get them down in that water. And then they'd get them together and peg them together with wooden pegs. Put a piece of cloth there and float it down the river, maybe 100 miles or so, further than the big sawmill to us.
Would somebody have to go along with it, or would they just let it go? Or?